Okay. Pick a card, any card. All right. Now memorize it. Show it to everybody. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give it back to me. Five of hearts.
Real magic does exist.
Wow.
Joey, how do you do it?
I can't tell you that.
No. Somebody's at the door on the ceiling.
That's our unbelievably loud upstairs neighbor. Yeah. He took up the carpets and now you can hear everything.
Well, why don't you go up there and ask him to just, like, step lightly, please?
I have, like, five times, but the guy is so charming that I go up there to yell and then I end up apologizing to him.
Oh, that is silly. I'll go up there. I'll tell him to keep it down.
All right, be my guest.
Good luck.
All right. If you really want to know how I did it, I'll show you. When you handed me back the card, what you didn't see was I looked at it so fast, it was invisible to the naked eye. I just did it. Just did it again. Here, I'll slow it down so you guys can see it. Ready?
A length of rope about 6 feet long, little noose at the end.
Honey, what's the matter?
I just saw Janice.
Oh.
Yeah, she was at Rockefeller Center skating with her husband. She looked so happy. I almost feel bad for whipping that kid's pretzel at them.
Man, I remember the first time I saw that girl, Catherine, after we broke up. She was just walking with her friend Donna, just laughing and talking. God, killed me.
Yes, but you ended up having sex with both of them that afternoon.
Sorry, just any excuse to tell that story. You know?
Hey, Chandler, there's a party tomorrow. You'll feel better then.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna be okay. You don't have to throw a party for me.
It's Joey's birthday.
Oh, well, then, if anybody should have a party, it should be him.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. I can't believe she's still up there.
Okay, well, he totally screwed up the punchline. Now, it's supposed to be...
Is that coffee coming, Garrett?
Yeah, right away, Mr. Kaplan.
I'm not supposed to drink coffee. It makes me gassy.
I know.
I'll bet you're thinking, what's an intelligent girl who wants to be in fashion doing making coffee, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
You got me.
I don't think I haven't noticed your potential. Well, I've got a project for you that's a lot more related to fashion. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great.
Come on over here, sweetheart. Come on.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaplan. Thank you so much.
I need these hangers separated ASAP. You're welcome.
Oh, God, I hate my job. I hate it. I hate my job. I hate it.
Oh, no, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh, I would have quit. But then I think I should stick it out. Then I think, why would such a person stay in such a demeaning job just because it's remotely related to the field they're interested in?
Gee, I don't know, Rach. Order up. I got a Yentl soup, a James Beans, and a Howdy Hold the Duty.
Oh. Honey, come on. I'm sorry. I
don't mind paying my dues. You know, it's just how much am I going to learn about fashion by walking Myra, the arthritic seamstress, to the bathroom? Hi. Is my misery amusing to you?
I'm sorry. I was just,
It's not funny. This is actually my job.
No, believe me, I've been there. I had to sort mannequin heads at Mannequins Plus.
Oh, well then. So I'm just going to go back to talking to my friend here. You can go back to enjoying your little hamburger.
One other thing.
Yes.
I work at Bloomingdale's, and I might know of a job possibility if you're interested.
Do you want my pickle?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gunther.
Hi.
I mean, you're going out on a date with the noisy guy upstairs?
Well, he's very charming.
I know he's too charming, but if you two start going out, then it's just going to make it so much harder for me to hate him.
Well, you're just going to have to try.
Joey, where are the Jell-O shots?
I don't know. Chandler's supposed to be passing them. Chandler!
Hello, Lou.
Oh, somebody's feeling better.
Stick out your tongue.
Take off your shirt.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. How many of these did you have? These are pure vodka.
Yeah, Jell-O just like Mom used to make.
The most unbelievable thing happened to me today.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm having lunch at Monica's, and this guy starts talking to me, and it turns out he works for a buyer at Bloomingdale's, and there happens to be an opening in his department. So I gave him my phone number, and he's going to call me this weekend to see if he can get me an interview.
Wow.
I know.
What, so this guy is helping you for no apparent reason?
Uh-huh.
And he's a total stranger?
Yeah. His name is, Mark something.
Huh. Sounds like Mark something wants to have some sex.
What?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, why else would he just, you know, swoop in out of nowhere for no reason?
To be nice?
Hey, Joey. Are men ever nice to strange women for no reason?
No, only for sex.
Thank you. So did you tell Mark something about me?
I didn't have to, because I was wearing my I Heart Ross sandwich board and ringing my bell.
Joey, Joey,
hey!
Okay, how many of that girl are you seeing?
How hammered are you, huh? These are Joey's sisters.
Hi, Joey, sisters!
Hey! What are we drinking over here?
Oh, well, I have a vodka and cranberry juice.
No kidding. That's the exact same drink I made myself right after I shot my husband.
Wow. Okay, I don't know how to talk to you.
What you doing?
I'm checking my ex-girlfriend off my speed dialer.
Aww.
No, it's a good thing. Why must we dial so speedily anyway? Why must we rush through life? Why can't we savor the precious moments? Those are some huge breasts you have.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. So, I heard about this Mark guy that Rachel met today.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, pretty good. He sounds like a nice, good guy.
Oh, he is, and he is so dreamy. I mean, you know what? When he left, I actually used the phrase, humana, humana, humana.
That's excellent. So he's just a nice guy. You really think this Mark doesn't want anything in exchange for helping you?
Well, I assume I'll have to take showers with him. But, you know, that's true of any job.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
Well, my apartment isn't there anymore because I drank it.
Get to. We lost you after you opened up all the presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up in the storage room and not alone. No woohooing. No woohooing.
Why? What happened?
I fooled around with Joey's sister.
Well, that's not the worst part.
What is the worst part?
I can't remember which sister.
You see what men do? Don't tell me men are nice. This is men!
Are you insane? I mean, Joey's going to kill you. He's actually going to kill you dead.
Okay, you don't think I thought of that?
How can you not know which one?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, was it Gina?
Which one is Gina?
The dark, big hair with the airplane earrings.
No, 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 that's not Gina, that's Dina.
Oh.
You see, you can't tell which is which either.
We didn't fool around with any of them.
Veronica. Look, it's got to be Veronica, the girl in the red skirt. I definitely stuck my tongue down her throat.
That was me.
Oh, look, when I've been drinking, sometimes I tend to get a little overly friendly, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, Julie. Hey.
Come on.
Why can't we talk in here? With witnesses.
I just got off the phone with my sister.
Which one?
Mary Angela.
Mary Angela.
Yeah.
No, which one is she again?
Why don't you ask Chandler? Because he's the one who fooled around with her. She told me you said you could really fall for her. Now, is that true? Or are you just getting over Janice by groping my sister?
It's got to be the first one.
Really?
That's great! You and my sister sitting in a tree.
Yep, I'm in a tree.
Did he call? Did Mark call?
No, honey, I'm sorry. But the weekend's not over yet.
Oh, my God. Is that Phoebe?
Guess they're back from their date.
Ah! Music! Very nice.
Oh my God.
So, how are you?
I am good. I finished my book.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
I don't remember. Do you want to take a walk?
Yeah, I do.
Dear Mary Angela, hi. How's it going? This is the hardest letter I've ever had to write. What the hell's the matter with you? How do you think Joey's going to react when he finds out you blew off his sister with a letter?
Well, that's the part where you tell him that I moved to France. When actually I'll be in Cuba.
All right. Look, you've got to do this yourself, okay? In person. At least you know her name. You just go to the house and you ask for Mary Angela, okay? When whichever one she is comes to the door, you take her for a walk, you let her down easy.
What if Mary Angela comes to the door and I ask for Mary Angela?
We're in Cuba.
Joey, what are you doing here?
Waiting for my grandma to finish my laundry. What about you?
I'm here to see Mary Angela.
You are so the man. Now, look, listen. You got to be cool, because my grandma doesn't know about you two yet, and you do not want to tick her off. She was like the sixth person to spit on Mussolini's hanging body. Yeah.
Where's Mary Angela?
She's right in there.
And he didn't call.
Bummer.
Yeah, right. Look at you. You're practically giddy.
No, I'm genuinely sorry. The Mark thing didn't work out. Look, Rich, I want only good things for you.
Wait a minute. Why don't you just call Mark?
I mean, who says you have to sit here and wait for him? You've got to make stuff happen.
Yeah, but you don't want to seem too pushy.
Honey, it's not pushy. He gave her his home number.
He gave him his number, as in, like, to his home?
Yeah, and you don't mind if I call because you only want good things for me.
That's right, good things. That is what I said.
it's Rachel Green. Oh. Oh, no, don't you apologize. I'll hold. He left my number at work. He was going to get it, but he was helping his niece with her report on the pioneers.
It's so made up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tomorrow? No, it's perfect. Oh, God. Thank you so much. Great. Bye. I got the interview. Oh, yay.
There you go.
He even offered to meet me for lunch and prep me for it. Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah. Well, if I know Mark, and I think I do... I'd expect nothing less.
I gotta figure out what I'm gonna wear.
If I call her in baggy pants, say I'm a pro.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
You go get 'em. What did I do to you? Did I hurt you in some way?
What?
Why don't you call him? Well, thank you very much. You know, now he's gonna prep her. You know, prep her as in what you do before you surgically remove the boyfriend.
Are you crazy?
Oh, am I? Am I out of my mind? Am I losing my senses? This dreamy guy is taking my girlfriend out for a meal.
Ross, you know, this isn't even about you. I mean, this is about Rachel and something wonderful happening for her. I mean, you know, even if you're right, what if he wants to sleep with her? Does that mean he gets to?
No,
I mean, don't you trust her?
Well, yeah.
Then get over yourself. Grow up.
You grow up.
This tiramisu is excellent. Did you make it, Mary Angela?
No, I did.
Well, it's yummy. So, Mary Angela, do you like it?
Of course. It's a favorite.
So, Mary Angela, what's your second favorite?
More Grandma's tiramisu.
Oh, would you just please give me the recipe, because this is great. It's top notch.
That guy is with me.
So will I.
Excuse yourself and go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, I was just squinting. That doesn't mean anything.
Just do it.
Will you excuse me? I have to, Hey.
Finally! I thought we'd never be alone. Can I just tell you something? I have not stopped thinking about you since the party.
Look, I may have jumped the gun here. I just got out of a relationship, and I'm not really in a commitment kind of place.
So me neither. God, Mary Angela was right. You do have the softest lips.
Ah, you're not Mary Angela?
No, I'm married to Reese.
This is so bad. If you're not Mary Angela, then who is?
I am.
Oh, it's so bad.
Joey!
No, Joey! No, Joey! No, Joey! Joey!
What's going on?
You're it! Now run and hide!
It's no big deal. Chandler was just kissing me because he thought I was Mary Angela.
What?
How could you do that? How could you think she was Mary Angela?
I wasn't sure which one Mary Angela was. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I was really drunk, and you guys all look really similar.
I say punch him, Joey.
Yeah!
Punch him!
No, you know what? We should all calm down because, you know, your brother's not going to punch me. Yeah?
Well, that is usually what I would do, but I just never thought you'd be on the receiving end of it.
How could you do this? Joey, if you want to punch me, go ahead. I deserve it. But I just want you to know that I would never soberly hurt you or your family. You're my best friend. I would never do anything like this ever again.
So what? I say punch him.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna punch Chandler.
I'll do it.
No, you won't. Look, he knows he did a terrible thing, and I believe him. He's sorry. But you got one more apology to make, all right? You got to apologize to Mary Angela.
Okay, absolutely.
All right.
Cookie, now you can punch him.
What?
Hey, what are you doing here?
This building's on my paper route, so...
Hi.
How'd it go?
Well, the woman I interviewed with was pretty tough, but, you know, thank God Mark coached me, because once I started talking about the fall line, she got all happy and wouldn't shut up.
So proud of you.
Me too.
Listen, I'm sorry I've been so crazy and jealous, and it's just I like you a lot, so...
I know.
Yeah?
Rachel!
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. I just talked to Joanna, and she loves you. You got it. You got the job.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wow. So, Phoebe, how was your date?
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Ugh, you were eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping, Phoebs, the ceiling tiles were falling down.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I really like this guy, and I think he really happens to like me.
Maybe he's just jumping on a pogo stick and he really likes it. Maybe the pogo stick likes it too.
All right, that's it. He cannot do this to Phoebe. This guy's going to get the butt kicking of a lifetime. But is he a big guy?
Come on.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
Don't worry.
I hope they kick his ass.
Honey, I'm sorry.
You know, if it's any consolation, he really did sound like he was having more fun with you.